last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It was a night to celebrate music and also honor people impacted by deadly wildfires in Southern California.
After the devastating wildfires, a theme of healing and unity at the Grammy Awards on CBS. The Grammy First Timers Club getting some new members, Doechii, Sabrina Carpenter, and Chapel Roan winning for Best New Artist, and some choice words for the industry over healthcare.
Labels, we got you, but do you got us?
And Kendrick Lamar winning Record and Song of the Year for his Drake diss track, Not Like Us.
Nothing more powerful than rap music. I don't care what it is. We are the culture. It's going to always stay here and live forever.
Pat Wolf, CBS News.
And Beyonce finally won the coveted Album of the Year award at the Grammys after being shut out the last four times she was nominated. She also won Best Country Album and Best Country Duo Group Performance. The future of USAID could be in doubt. CBS's Sarah Cook.
USAID's director and deputy director for security were placed on leave Saturday night, sources told CBS News. According to the Associated Press, that came after the two officials refused to allow personnel from the Elon Musk-run Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to access classified materials in restricted areas. DOGE spokesperson Katie Miller wrote on X that no classified material was accessed without proper security clearances.
And now Musk says on X Spaces that they're in the process of shutting the agency down. He says President Trump gave him the okay to do it. USAID provides humanitarian and development assistance to other countries, primarily by handing out funds to non-governmental organizations, foreign governments, and international organizations. Trump says he plans to impose tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada, the U.S.'s biggest trading partners.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pushed back.
Less than 1% of fentanyl, less than 1% of illegal crossings into the United States come from Canada.
Trudeau also said Canada would slap 25% tariffs on up to $155 billion on goods, including alcohol and fruit. Chanel Call, CBS News, New York.
Trump said on social media that an ensuing trade war could cause some pain to Americans. Thousands gather every February 2nd to watch Punxsutawney Phil make his big prediction in Pennsylvania.
It's Punxsutawney Phil!
And he's predicting six more weeks of winter after seeing a shadow at Gobbler's Knob. Phil has been predicting the weather for nearly 140 years, but he doesn't always get it right. Between 2014 and 2023, Phil was right 30% of the time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
A new bank rate survey finds nearly half of loan applicants have been rejected over the past year.
It's a tight credit market, and lenders are getting pickier about who they approve for new financing. Bank rate analyst Sarah Foster says people with excellent credit scores aren't having problems.
You know, those Americans at the bottom end of the spectrum, low income, lower credit scores, they're the ones who are having the toughest time.
The Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by a full percentage point in recent months.
But that's really not helped Americans get access to credit any easier.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dog Man fetched $36 million in ticket sales at the weekend box office, making it the biggest debut yet of this year. The horror comedy Companion also opened well in second with $9.5 million. Mufasa the Lion King still clinging to its spot in the top five after 7 weeks, snagging third place this weekend with an estimated $6 million at the box office. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog with a low near 35. Mostly cloudy Monday, highs in the low 40s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 30s. Chance of rain, snow, or freezing rain on Wednesday. Temperatures will be hovering in the low 30s.
Right now, it's 37.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
Falling in love. that day. Along with her, she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair? For her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about is gone away. Looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
You're gone.
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you lose your mind. Life unkind.
And timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the sweetness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be.
softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now,
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Grammys went ahead as planned in Los Angeles.
Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga underscoring the vibe of the night at the Grammy Awards on CBS after the catastrophic wildfires that ravaged the area just weeks ago.
We are L.A. strong.
Members of the L.A. County Fire Department handing out the award for Album of the Year, Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter.
I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years.
Which also picked up Best Country Album. That faced stiff criticism since its release, Beyoncé addressing the topic.
I think sometimes genre is a cold word to keep us in our place as artists.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Could there be a purge coming to the FBI? The Trump administration is scrutinizing field agents who were assigned to work on cases related to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. CBS News investigative producer Pat Milton.
FBI supervisors across the country received a questionnaire to distribute to certain agents in their field offices containing questions about the agents' work on January 6 Capitol riot cases. The agents must respond.